News Talk 790 KFYO. Merry Christmas. We're here on Christmas Eve, and what a nice day it's going to be outside. Not too hot, not too cold, and I'm just glad we don't live in the Northeast. You know, one of the things about living in West Texas that I've discovered is, you know what, the weather gets a bad rap here. It's not that bad. I mean, yeah, it's windy, but it's not as bad as advertised. And as a matter of fact, I've got no complaints. I mean, I've had sunshine here most every day. I've lived here since the end of February. And in the studio with us is an expert on the advantages of West Texas, Eddie McBride, and he brought with him a local businessman and owner, a successful businessman, Rex Andrew, and Rex Andrews, and grateful that you all are here on Christmas Eve because you've got your Christmas shopping done.
Oh, yes, Matt. Merry Christmas to you as well. Yeah, I've got all of mine done. I'll finish it. But today is the last day that I pick up those things that I haven't gotten already. So I always wait to the last minute to finish so I can fulfill the obligation of the shopping season.
Well, it's got a few new places to shop.
Yeah, isn't it great? It's wonderful. Yeah. You know, you can tell that, you know, when Lubbock went over the 200,000 population deal, the city started attracting some more businesses that are interested in locating here without really, just the market will bear what it, you know, what it will bear. So, I think we're doing pretty well in that regard. So,
now your official title is, are you the executive director or the president?
I am the president and CEO of the Lubbock Chamber of Commerce.
Okay. So, and how long have you been doing that, Eddie?
Been there since 99. Mm-hmm. So, been there 14 years and, been loving it ever since.
You know, we talked a little bit before you came on the air. You've got Amarillo to the north and Odessa to the south, Midland, Odessa to the south. How did the boom hit Midland and then the tide went out in Midland and things became depressed down there economically? How did that affect Lubbock, if at all?
Well, you know, what it did was, you know, it took away some of those vending opportunities. There was some drop in business opportunities during that time frame, but what didn't really hurt us too bad because if you remember back in 96, 97 when the base closed and the hospitals merged and we had a bad cotton crop that year as well as that's when Texas Instruments closed, there was no worse a time that Lubbock could have had during that time frame, and it really didn't cause much of a ripple effect. There wasn't much of a hit on us in that
time. Now, how about conversely with the upswing back in the shale oil development in Midland, Odessa back, you know, going back up, how has that affected Lubbock?
I think you can see the results of that, you know, Matt, with the increase in sales tax collections over the last year or so. I think you're going to see an increase anyway, but I cannot help but think that really has a good impact on us in that respect. And we have people who work down there. We have people who actually get on buses and actually drive down there because they have such a worker shortage in the Midland, Odessa area.
We're going to go to break pretty soon, and we'll get into this in more detail. You don't ever see Lubbock and Midland, Odessa kind of going the way of greater Los Angeles and trying to absorb each other, do you? There's just too much distance in between, isn't there? Or do you see the communities kind of growing towards each other at some point and touching? Is just too much distance, probably.
Too much distance, I think, and also I don't think there's I think there's some natural barriers as far as growth pattern opportunities and things of that nature. But I mean, we work together. I mean, just like us in Amarillo as well. There's a lot of work that goes on between the communities, and even the eastern New Mexico. There's a lot of work in between here in Lee County that goes on as well. A lot of relationships that are established business-wise.
And you also mentioned before we came on the air something I didn't realize, and that is a great source of sales tax revenues is from eastern New Mexico.
Yeah, you can go out to the mall any weekend and see that all the New Mexico license plates, and as I told you a moment ago, one-third of the sales tax that is collected in Lubbock comes from folks who live outside of Lubbock. So that's one-third of all the sales tax that is collected. And so that's a huge investment in our community that those folks are making.
Does the Chamber spend any advertising dollars in eastern New Mexico?
No, we do not.
Don't need to.
And it's not that we shouldn't consider it. We should, of course, consider it. But it's I hate to say it, but it's a more or less a captured market. Now, there are people who do market in those environs, but we don't.
We're going to talk a lot more about the economy when we come back. 790 KFYO. We have Eddie McBride in the studio. We're going to talk about what is the future of Lubbock business in 2014. News Talk 790 KFYO. Hopefully you've had your coffee by now and your Danish or your bagel or what have you, or your pigs in a blanket, whatever you like on Christmas Eve. And Eddie, what are you doing for Christmas Eve tonight? What's on the agenda?
My daughter's coming in from San Antonio, so we're going to have our traditional Christmas Eve where we have you know, a dinner, and then we lay around, watch a Christmas Vacation, open a Christmas Eve, you know, the pajamas. Then we then we sit around. No matter how hot it is or how cold it is, we'll have a fire. So,
hey, one of the more successful Lubbock businesses, National Travel, is partnering with KFYO. You can win two tickets to the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. We were just talking about how nice it would be to go out to San Diego this time of year and go to the game. You know, two nights accommodations. In San Diego, you get transportation from the airport to the hotel and from the hotel to the game. You don't have to worry about parking and all that jazz, which is terrific. National Travel and KFYO. So if you'd like to enter, we're going to pick the winners the day after Christmas on the 26th here on the show. So go to KFYO.com and register. It's, watch Texas Tech beat ASU. And that's our prediction. And here between Rex and Eddie and I, we think Tech is going to win the game. So that'd be fun. So go to KFYO.com. Talking at the break about why businesses would want to come to Lubbock and why they'd want to come to West Texas. And my knowledge of economic development is about an inch deep, but I do know that it's a combination of things. It's a recipe. It's the local government. It's the taxes. It's the climate in which you can get, you know, how easy is it to get business licenses? How easy is it to navigate the halls of city government and so forth? Talk a little bit about that, Eddie. What does Lubbock have some kind of a advantage over other communities in Texas, or for that matter, the Southwest, as far as attracting businesses?
Well, Matt, you've already identified what I think are the main and critical elements as far as low tax rate, you know, easy access to, you know, a little bit cheaper utilities and things of that nature. But you know, one thing that I always remind everybody, that one of the biggest attractions to Lubbock, Texas is Texas Tech University. Mm-hmm. Texas Tech is obviously the largest regional economic engine. Education is a huge industry cluster here with the other, with Lubbock Christian, with Wayland Baptist, with South Plains Colleges, as well as, people forget, the University Health Science Center. So we really have five major educational institutions. And so obviously the ability to train and educate is good as well. But I think, you know, we have a low unemployment. So
yeah, the report just came out, and it was terrific. Yeah. Is it 4.5%?
Yeah, that's good news, yeah. Bad news. Good news is we have very low unemployment. Bad news is we have very low unemployment.
We need more people to work in those jobs.
Skilled workers here is always a critical problem, you know, with making sure we have a plentiful supply. And so I think from a lot of perspectives, we have a lot of work to do to make sure that workforce training efforts, and a lot of good work going on both at Workforce Solutions, South Plains, LEDA, you know, South Plains College, the school districts, they all are, I think, working together. And that's one of our goals, is to make sure that we do even more in the upcoming years as far as identifying needs that businesses have to ensure that the curricula is set up to satisfy those needs, because it is a need.
How much activity goes on? We talked about Reese a little earlier and the business incubator out there and the high-tech incubators out there. And Bill Miller's out there running things. But what kind of cross-pollination is there between the university and the business community to try, number one, to keep students who graduate from Tech here, and then, two, developing, you know, businesses with those graduates, or the professors and faculty, because that happens at a lot of similar-sized institutions. The graduate students and the faculty, sometimes they have these cottage industries that branch off the school and are very successful. Do you all aim for that?
Well, the work that is going on now on campus, led by Jody Arrington, the commercialization and the intellectual property work is probably at its all-time best level of effort at the university. And so we work with them as closely as we need to. You know, all these different spheres of influence, I can say we work closely with them, but we're called on to help whenever we need to, and we do. And I think that's what the partnership really is based on. And so I think what the university is doing now, for the first time and since I've been here at least, they are really making a concerted effort to actually spin out a lot of the stuff on campus that obviously can be put into the community.
Because as you said, I mean, Tech is the big gorilla here from an economic standpoint, probably the medical center as well. But that would seem to me that would be a hotbed of new businesses possibly to come out of tech, students and so forth. And then what about venture capital and angel investors down here? What's the lay of the land there?
There are. We've attempted in the past to set up angel investor networks, and and there are networks in West Texas. I don't think there's probably as a solidified effort in Lubbock as there could be. And I think that's one of the things that Jody Arrington and now Russell Thomason, what they're doing with the with that intellectual property, I think that's going to draw much more attention to that. And it's available. It just hadn't been networked as well as it could be.
So unemployment's down. Business retention is up. New business coming into Lubbock is up. It seems like you're doing a great job. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk to a business owner here in town, Rex Andrews, who not only owns one business but several businesses, and kind of get his perspective on why Lubbock and West Texas is the place to do business and why he's been so successful doing what he's doing. Merry Christmas. It's News Talk 790 KFYO. We'll come back in just a few minutes. News Talk 790 KFYO. Merry Christmas on Christmas Eve here. Matt Crow subbing for Tom and Laura. They'll be back on Monday. They're taking some time off for Christmas, of course. And hopefully you've gotten all your Christmas shopping done by now. And was looking at flylia.com. There's no cancellations or delays right now out of Lubbock's Preston Smith International Airport. There is a storm front moving through the northeast, quite a bit of ice up in the Boston area, over through Detroit and Buffalo. So if you're heading up to that part of the country from Dallas, you might want to call your airline and see what the delays are. In the studio, I've got Eddie McBride, who is our economic czar here in Lubbock and knows everything there is to know about business retension and you know why businesses do grow and why they don't grow, but more or less the Lubbock Chamber has done a wonderful job over the past several years of bringing businesses to Lubbock and keeping business owners happy here. You know, it's one thing to locate to a location and hire a bunch of people and build a plan. It's another thing to want to stay here. And I know one of the reasons companies do locate their businesses to certain areas of the country is because, number one, they've got good schools, they've got recreational opportunities, they have an international airport, and the city leaders are, you know, affable and reasonable people. You've kind of had it pretty good, I'd say, the last few years. The economic conditions and the political conditions and the schools and so forth have helped you, haven't they?
Yeah, it's, you know, Matt, to some degree, it's happening without a lot of collective effort. And I think the last couple of years with our Imagine Lubbock Together with the community-wide visioning effort, I think we're bringing more groups together than have been brought together before, anywhere from health to safety to economic development to education is a big one as well. So I think there's more opportunity to work together in the future.
Rex Andrews, you represent several successful Lubbock companies. What is the common denominator you hear from your companies? You got Edge Concepts, Edge Homes, Metro Lawn and Landscape, Shaded Acres, Tree Farm. What are the, my goodness, I mean, why do businesses thrive here in Lubbock?
Well, it's our economies are very, very good right now. I mean, the jobs are plentiful. We don't have a hard time employing people. We keep people. Mm-hmm. Once they come with us, they have a tendency to stay with us. And, I mean, Lubbock's a great place to live. I was born and raised here since 1961, and they ain't got rid of me yet. I mean,
I want to, if I can keep you just for after the break, I want to come back and talk to you a little bit more, because I want to find out, when you talk to these business owners and the people you represent, what are the best things about doing business here in Lubbock and why they continue to stay and why they continue to grow. News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning. I'm Matt Crow, subbing in for Tom Collins and Laura Mack. They'll be back on Monday. And in the studio this morning, we're talking about economic development and business development here in Lubbock. And lucky enough to have Eddie McBride and Rex Andrews here in the studio. Rex is one of the ambassadors for the chamber. And, you know, the chambers are only as strong as their membership. And you can belong to a chamber, but, you know, the best members are the ones who volunteer their time to mentor other businesses here in town, to spend their time when they're not running their businesses to go out and help spotlight new businesses and welcome new business owners to town and help them kind of run the whitewater of opening a business and doing business here in Lubbock. And Rex Andrews, you represent several successful businesses. I was talking a little bit about a few of them. Innovative Designs is one, Shaded Acres Tree Farm out there on Slide, which I think might be near our transmitter. But What is an ambassador? What do you do? And as a business person and somebody who works with businesses day in and day out, what does the chamber do for you?
Well, it just helps me get involved. It helps me know what's coming into town. A lot of times we'll do a groundbreaking, meaning that I get firsthand knowledge of somebody that's fixing to build a store mm-hmm. or start a business. We do ribbon cuttings, and for me as a builder, commercial builder, if I hear, there's a new Battery Joe's or whatever coming in town, I get to go shake that guy's hand, have a cup of coffee with him, kick a golden shovel with him, and find out, hey, let me see your plans. Let me bid on what you're fixing to build. So it gives me a leg up on my competition as far as, knowing what's coming and what's going to be here.
How would you term the business climate here in Lubbock? I mean, is it positive? Could it be better? Is it improving? I mean, what do you think about, as far as the tax issues are concerned, getting a license from the city to do business or the county to do business, getting building permits, how is all that figure into it?
It's smooth as silk. I mean, it's hard. I mean, we built a lot in Midland, Odessa, and Amarillo, Snyder, mm-hmm. but, I mean, Lubbock's really, really easy to work with. I think in 2012 we built over 100 homes here in Lubbock, and in 2013 we did over 200 homes.
Oh.
And to grow in that capacity, it's got to be an ease of doing business. I mean, when we go to the city, we try to pull permits. They know us. They work with us. I mean, you have your inspectors come out to your job sites, and, they give you flags or whatever, mm-hmm. but once they know you, they show up to your deal, they know your subs, they walk your property, and it's like I said, it's smooth as silk.
What do you think, as far as attracting, and I was talking to Eddie about this a little earlier, but what about, as far as an employee is concerned, somebody who works here in town, for not a business owner, but an employee, as far as what makes them happy, and the wages, of course, and so forth, and the health insurance. But as far as living, here in Lubbock, what's your perspective on what are the advantages of living in West Texas and living in Lubbock? I mean, if you were going to pitch a company that wanted to relocate someplace to the Southwest, that wanted, clean air, clean water, an international airport, I mean, what are some of the other benefits of working down here?
Well, you kind of named it all. I'm not sure who said it. Mark Twain or somebody said that if you love your job, you'll never work a day in your life. And that's kind of how I am. I love getting up every morning in Lubbock. We have all the seasons. This morning, mm-hmm. woke up, my car was covered in ice, and I was that idiot that, you see driving down the road, it's got about
the poor hole.
Size of a,
well, there
you
was
know, frying
two of
pan.
Us. There was two of us on the
size
road
of a
morning.
Frying pan looking out the window trying to get here, but I didn't plan on ahead on, getting my windshield all de-thawed or anything. But, no, Lubbock just has it all. We have summer, spring, summer, winter, and fall. We have a little wind every now and then, but anytime you can wake up, go to work, and see that sunrise and know that God has gave you another day, mm-hmm. and then you go home at night and you see that sunset. I mean, I go to work heading east, and I come home heading west, and I just thank God that I live in Lubbock, Texas. I mean, it's a great place to live and work. There's an old saying back in the, I guess, early 70s. Eddie, you're old enough to remember. Lucky me, I live in Lubbock. I still feel that way.
Mm.
I still feel that way.
I'll yeah, the chamber did that, by the way.
Oh, by the way.
Well, give credit where credit's due. 770-5790, if you've got a question for Eddie McBride. Eddie, we talked about Reese a little while ago. Just give me a quick education. Was it a big hit economically when the Air Force closed out?
Well, they anticipated it, Matt. Mm-hmm. Obviously it had 2,500 people that lived out there and a lot of folks that spent a lot of money in town, a lot of vendors that did business out there, And there was an anticipation at one point in time that it was going to have a significant economic blow on the community. It did not. Mm-hmm. And as I mentioned to you, that's the same thing that happened 96-97 time frame here, is that the two major hospital systems merged. Texas Instruments closed. They had a bad cotton crop that year. And mm-hmm. and then, of course, with all that happening at once, there was not much of a hit in the economic cycle of Lubbock, Texas. It was a little bit surprising to a lot of people that we didn't take a bigger hit, but it showed the resiliency of our economy and the fact that we were very well diverse already.
Yeah.
And so that made a big difference in that.
You mentioned talking about diversity in the economy. You've got Texas Tech, and as I mentioned earlier, is the big gorilla. And then you've got a natural resource-based economy with cotton. Now, if something happens and that goes south, as it did with the drought years, you still have tech, you still have UMC. What do you think about, what keeps you up at night as far as trying to attract, you know, new businesses, different types of businesses? I know the governor's been very active along those lines, going to different states and trying to attract new companies to come to Texas and so forth. I mean, what your plans to attract sizable corporations? I know we've got LEADA and we've got some other organizations trying to do the same thing, and we talked a little bit about the importance of those groups working together. But have we got the wherewithal and the will to go after the big fish nationally to bring them here to Lubbock?
Sure. I don't think, Matt, that LEADA has as much of a war chest as a lot of the other communities do, and our community has decided that they didn't need to give them as much of a war chest, which I don't think is correct. I think we need to give them more. But the fact of the matter is a great job has been done at business retention and growing existing businesses. I think in a lot of respects, that has been the capstone of their successes, has been based on those existing businesses being able to grow. And a lot of them have grown on their own without any help. Mm-hmm. But there's been a lot of well-placed investment in a lot of businesses throughout the community to help grow. And I think as long as we maintain that, you know, we stay attractive. Now, does that mean we shouldn't be drawing in some companies just like what the governor is doing in the state of Texas? I think that we need to place more emphasis on that as well. And it's a balance. One's not so much more important than the other is knowing when to strike out after attracting a new business to town versus helping an existing business grow. And I think they've done a wonderful job in that. And I think throughout the community, our local business leaders have helped in that respect as well.
You know, I don't want to touch on a sore subject, and I don't think you'll think it's a sore subject, but the downtown redevelopment is always talked about, and since I've been coming to West Texas full-time and part-time and then full-time, it's always been a topic of conversation, and should downtown be redeveloped, and who's going to redevelop it? And we just had Mr. McDougal, his contract with the city re-up for another, I think, 5 years. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, in this day and age, and Rex, I don't know if you agree with this or not as far as timing is concerned, but, you know, people want things to happen so quickly, and they just don't happen that quickly. I mean, not to say that we need to kind of sit back and take things slow, but, you know, redevelopment on the scale that you're talking about, which isn't huge, but nevertheless, it is a sizable bite down there, is going to take time. And, I mean, would you counsel patience for the redevelopment down there? I mean, it will happen. I just think it's going to take some hard work.
Sure. Well, some of the phrases that are used is you have to see those hides on the wall. And mm-hmm. I think, although you might not see all the hides on the wall, I think the patience is very, very wise because of the investment they've had and the contacts and the relationships that the McDougals have already established and other developers in town as well that have established for downtown. I think it's going to pay off. I think folks need to understand that there's a lot of work that goes behind the scenes that you don't necessarily see on the front page.
Right.
And I think that McDougals have done that. And I think that we need to help them understand they need to have those hides on the wall, which I know they understand, but I also know that we got to have the wherewithal to give them all the tools to be successful.
Great things are coming to Lubbock, and they're lucky to have you as the head of the chamber, I think, Eddie. And Rex, thank you very much for coming in. Edge Concept, Edge Homes, Metro Lawn and Landscape, Shaded Acre, Tree and Farm, Innovative Designs, all great businesses, and appreciate your time this morning.
Pleasure being here.
Fellas, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Matt. Thank you very much.
News Talk 790 KFYO. We'll come back in a few minutes.